together.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
Suffering. Fuckatash. Could it be a Thursday edition of Let's Talk? It could. I thought I saw Scott and Jeff in the studio. Ah, it is. Let's Talk. It is a Thursday morning. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, it is looking promising that our drought is ending. We're finally getting some rain. If you look out your windows this morning, finally, a little bit of rain to the area. So I think our drought conditions will come to an end here on a Thursday morning.
Uh-huh.
Some open phone time here to start the program today. If you so choose, you could give us a ring at 814-954-7266. Lots to get into today. We have lots of good sports results that we will pass along coming up in the second segment of the program, as we are wont to do. And yes, what was this being Thursday? Let me just consult the calendar here. Yes, I am right. Tomorrow is going to be Friday, and we get to kick off the 3-day, and actually it will be a 4-day party weekend.
Especially around here.
We got that going.
There we go. All right. Also, later this hour, our friend Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau is going to join us for a segment. Memorial Day weekend coming up, sort of the traditional start of summer.
Heck yeah.
And there's a whole lot of things coming up.
You betcha.
I mean, wow. So I assume Dave's going to come in here. He'll probably need a computer because there's so many things going on here or coming up that's going to be going
long,
on.
Long, long list, yes.
So Dave is scheduled to join us later on this hour. Otherwise, we have open phone time now and later on, 814-954-7266. If you've been out and about, yes, this is day two of the Noah's Arkathon. Now, it's not that bad, all right? It's not that heavy. It's just this annoying, which we knew, we were warned in advance, annoying, long spittering of rain, all right?
It's awful.
Okay, it's
we're
awful.
We're barely going to survive.
Is this boring? Would this be boring weather? No.
Yeah.
Not so boring?
Semi-boring.
Semi-boring. All right. Unless you're in a floodplain or something. Again, at least at my house, do I have puddles? Yeah. Is my yard all wet? Yeah. Am I glad I got all my lawn work done on Tuesday? Yeah. Because I'm not sure the next time I'm going to be able to mow.
Yeah.
It's going to rain today. It's going to rain into tomorrow. Then it's going to, start to break up, I guess you would say. If you've been out and about, you've already encountered ponding water on roadways. Watch out for those. All right. You don't want to go plowing into a pond of water and then, that actually could cause an accident, all right? So be careful. No speeding today. Don't need to speed. Please stop. Watch out for the ponding water.
But I feel the need.
You feel
the need for speed.
Not today.
Oh,
not
man.
Today. Not,
but I got the need.
Not today.
Okay.
Okay. Yeesh. Now, we could sit here and complain, oh, it's raining. Folks, we could be living in Tennessee, Kentucky, Western Virginia, Northern Alabama, Missouri, I think Mississippi, where they've had really bad weather in the past week. If you follow news, you know what I'm talking about. All right, that one town there in Kentucky, which was just decimated by tornadoes. I mean, if you think you got it bad, somebody else has it worse.
Yeah, so, but when I walked to my car, my hair got wet. What are you talking about?
You have a hood.
Huh?
Why didn't you put your hood up? I'm looking at the hood right here on the radio.
Hood up.
Put a hood up. That's what I did. All right, I've got a hood. See? Now, I'm stupid. Jeez. I'm in a radio studio, and I'm wearing a hood.
Uh-huh.
All right, there we go. Just put your hood up. Now, I passed, you know, obviously, we have, two more weeks of school for the local kiddies. And on my drive in, I, you know,
more than two.
Whatever happened to the old days? Now, maybe this isn't everywhere. Maybe it's only in some places. But in the old days, there was a bus stop, all right, school bus stop. And it was usually like some type of a small enclosure with a roof where kids from an area would go and stand in the bus stop under the roof.
Well, that would have been helpful.
Until the bus shows up.
Huh. We never had that.
Somewhere along the way, we got away from that, and now you got kids standing in their own driveway. Okay? I've never understood this. I mean, safety, I get it. Okay? That's obvious. But when I see school buses, you know, they, like this time of the morning, they throw on the lights, you know, the blinking lights, like, okay, I'm going to stop now. Okay, cool. And they stop at somebody's driveway, and one kid gets on, or maybe two, and then the bus turns the lights off, moves maybe not even 50 yards, throws the lights on again, another driveway, another kid. It's like, whatever happened to, can we get kids together in one spot so the bus only has to stop once? But I passed passed a driveway. And here's a high school kid. He's out there by himself. It's raining. There's no enclosure. This kid's getting soaked. Now, number one, I'm thinking, son, why didn't you bring an umbrella? And that would have been a smart move. You should have had an umbrella. Now, the good news is he had a hood, not like you. He had put his hood up. All right, yay for him. But I felt for the kid. He's standing there by himself waiting for his bus to show up. He's getting soaked. In the old days, there were bus stops. Now, there isn't anymore. I don't understand what happened to those. Those would be very helpful on a day like today.
You seem flummoxed.
Just flummoxed or flubbixed or something. I don't know. There we go. All that stuff. All right. Lots of things to go over. First off, if you are a sharp listener, and we know some of you are, I won't say all. We know some of you are.
Huh.
You have been listening to commercials and announcements and all that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So you know that the annual Belfont Cruise is coming up here in, 3 weeks? Yeah, 3 weeks, I believe, in Belfont. Great, great event. 98.7 The Fox, honored to be a media sponsor this year. That's great. And if you've been listening, you've heard the announcements about the free hot tub giveaway.
Hey, hey, hey!
Come on! You've heard those, right? If not, you need to listen more, sharply or something. Our friends from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall giving away a free hot tub. No, we're not talking about a little plastic tub that's worth, $10. No, we're talking about a hot tub with an estimated value, I believe, over $7,000. This is a nice hot tub.
Now we're getting some.
Wouldn't you like to have the hot tub?
Yes, please.
Now, here's the thing. Once upon a time at my house, we had a swimming pool. Now, my wife and I finally took it down last summer because the kids are grown. They don't live around here. The grandkids are, a couple hours away. I've never been a big swimmer. And we just thought, why are we maintaining a swimming pool if we're essentially almost not using it? So it was 25 years old. So after 25, above ground pool, we got rid of the pool.
It's gone.
Now, hot tub, you can use any time of the year. Think about it. You can use it in the dead of winter, and some people do that. All right? Outside. Doesn't matter what the temperature is. They got the hot water. You get in the hot tub. You're having a great time.
You can use it in the dead of winter or the alive of summer.
Yes, either one.
Either one.
Or spring or fall.
Fine.
It's a 12-month thing.
Mm-hmm.
So spas are awesome. So anyway, giving away a free spa. Now, wouldn't you like to get your hands on that spa?
Yes, please.
Oh, well, you can't.
What?
You work here.
This is an outrage.
I'm sorry, you work here.
I quit.
You and
see you guys. I'm out of here.
No, sit down. I'm not doing the show alone
today.
This
is outrageous.
Sit down, all right? You and I are both disqualified. Bummer. Anyway, this is the way it goes. Would you like that hot tub? It is simple to get. Well, kind of. All right, follow me. You need to register, all right, at one of our locations. These businesses have like a box and a display. You just go in, you fill out a slip of paper with your information, you put it in the box, you are registered, okay? Are you allowed to do that more than once? Well, yeah, frankly, yes. Now, don't stuff the ballot box, all right? That's not fair. At least come in multiple days and register. Where can you do this? Well, it's very simple. Obviously, Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. You can do it there.
I can't.
Giving away. Dotterer Equipment.
It's another place. I can't do it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Dotterer Equipment between Lamar and Mill Hall, Route 64. Just go in there.
Oh, yeah, sure. You guys get to do it.
Well, sorry. Uh-huh. Our friends from PAMP. In Pleasant Gap, Harrison
that's
Road,
another place
Pleasant
I
Gap.
Can't do it.
Yeah, you can't go in there.
Uh-huh.
Just walk in, fill out the thing, and you're good. The Bellefonte train station.
Oh, that's a wonderful place for me to not be able to sign up like the rest of you can.
Where's the Bellefonte train station?
Fantastic.
Oh, it's in Bellefonte. Okay, yes. The Bellefonte train station. You can go in there, look for the display. Fisher's Market in Milesburg. All right, you go in there. Now, by the way, when you go in and you fill out a slit and put it in the box, look around. I bet there's something in these fine businesses you might think, hey, I could use that, or hey, that's kind of cool. So make sure you look around, all right? We're going to be taking, well, it's 3 weeks off. We're going to be taking registrations for another 3 weeks, so don't waste time. You can do it in the rain. These are all indoor facilities. You won't get wet, all right? Now, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
We could use a couple more businesses. So
sure.
if you're a business owner or a business manager or you work at a business, that would be pretty much everybody. And you're thinking, hey, we'd like to have one of those in our business. Hopefully a lot of people come walking into your business to fill out the registration slip. If you are interested in joining the party, drop us a quick line like right now or today. FoxSportsHappyValley@gmail.com. FoxSportsHappyValley@gmail.com. This is what we call our Summer Splash promotion. If you would like to be part of Summer Splash, send us a quick email like right now or this morning or today. Someone will get back to you with some information, details, all that fun stuff, okay? We'd like to have, I couldn't help but notice, I don't see State College mentioned on this thing. All right, our list of folks. We'd love to have one or two of those. All right? Places that Jeff cannot go. Sorry.
Well, I can go. I just can't register.
Well, yeah, you can absolutely go, and you should go.
Probably go to all those places.
The other stuff. So again, FoxSportsHappyValley@gmail.com. Drop us a quick line today, Summer Splash. Hey, we want to be part of that. And someone will get back to you with some information. All right? There we go. All right, again, we have open line time later. I mean, plenty of heavy subjects. This later today with the Penn State Commonwealth campuses and these online events is going to be really interesting. Petition handed in yesterday by faculty members that they shouldn't close any campuses. I mean, this is going to be interesting today. We're going to save this for later. All right, later in the show. We're going to save that topic for later in the show, all right? And then other national things. Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill got passed just a few hours ago.
It is beautiful.
Well, some say.
What?
It got passed by one vote. One vote in the House of Representatives. So some people are celebrating. Some people are commiserating. Now it goes to the Senate. This still got a long way to go. We'll save that for later on.
Alrighty then.
And as we have time, of course, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Boy, those were the days.
Penn State's latest graduating class. It is tough to be a graduate these days. And I will share some stats and information with you on why it is difficult. And I'm not being facetious.
Huh.
It is difficult to be a college graduate these days. And we'll save that for later on. All right, let's have some fun, all right? Now, you follow this stuff a lot more closely than I do.
I'm assuming
Aaron Rodgers has signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Oh, that's a done deal. I mean, they haven't officially announced it yet, but I think behind closed doors, it's already been worked.
You're sure of this?
Maybe not completely sure.
Now, I tell you what, if you're on social media, I mean, this is getting out of control. Now, I like X and Twitter. That's my favorite. And, you know, stuff on X and Twitter, and we've mentioned this before on social media, what can you believe, what can't you believe? And there's plenty of stuff on social media that's either just wrong or an exaggeration or an outright lie.
Well, you like X and Twitter. I like Y and Critters.
There you go.
Well, you know, we all have our
we're a little different
particular likes and dislikes.
But on X Twitter, I still call it Twitter. On X Twitter, I mean, there's some people going wild with this, putting up posts. Like, for instance, now this is from last week, actually. It says, breaking, Aaron Rodgers spotted at Pittsburgh Airport.
Breaking, baby.
Breaking story.
Yes!
Then another guy, I just saw Aaron Rodgers throwing horseshoes.
Okay. Oh, that's a good sign, because horseshoes can be good luck.
Maybe that's what it is.
And
I don't know.
It could be a ringer for the Steelers. I mean, come on now.
Okay, very nice.
And, you know, it's been reported the Steelers are close to siding him, but close only counts in
horseshoes!
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's becoming very clear. It's a sign. Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Berg. All you have to do is put it all together.
Yeah, put
the pieces are right there.
Connect the dots. There we go. Then we have this one. Now, some person posts this with a picture. This one came with a picture, all right?
Aha!
It says, several days ago. Aaron Rodgers set to sign with Steelers after being spotted grabbing some fresh slices at Doughboys today.
Fresh slices.
At Doughboys today.
There you go.
And there's a picture. Now, apparently Doughboys is a pizza joint in Pittsburgh, somewhere in Pittsburgh. I've never been there. I have no idea.
Well, you ought to visit.
But there's a picture, and it looks like Aaron Rodgers.
Doughboys is yet another place. I can't register for the
They're not involved in Summer Splash.
No,
they're too far away. But there's a picture, and it sure looks like Aaron Rodgers standing in front of the entrance to Doughboys restaurant. Okay, and you look at this like, yeah, that sure looks like Aaron Rodgers, not like some guy who looks like Aaron Rodgers. It looks like him. Now, okay, folks, being your friends, you got to watch out with social media, okay? Now, first off, I didn't do a search. I assume there is an actual Doughboys restaurant. I'm assuming there is such a place. Now, if you want to call in like, yeah, I've been there or something, or it's in this part of Pittsburgh or whatever.
Recommend it.
Okay. You can recommend it or slam it. I don't care. It's up to you. But there's this picture. It looks like Aaron Rodgers. He's looking right at the camera and kind of smiling and posing in front of the entrance to Doughboys. And at first I thought, boy, that looks like Rodgers. Then I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Why would Aaron Rodgers conveniently turn to somebody and put in a nice smiling pose in front of a pizza joint?
Well, he's a friendly fellow. He's excited about joining the Steelers. Why wouldn't he?
Well, I'm sorry. It did not pass the smell test with me.
I can't believe you're saying such things.
I said it out loud, okay? And, you know, with tools, if it's AI or computers and whatever we have today, I think there are so many pictures that, for whatever reason, people post on social media that are totally made up. I don't know if they're just trying to be an idiot, they're trying to have fun, they're doing it for laughs, I don't know. But the problem is, in the old days, you know, we've been able to do cutting, pasting, and all that sort of thing for years, all right? And in a lot of cases, you could kind of tell, okay, that looks fake. Anymore with these tools, you're looking at it like, whoa, there he is, whoa, whoa, and it's totally fake. You find out later it's total bull. Bull-S. Okay? So watch out for stuff on social media. Folks, do not believe everything you see. Just don't. Don't do it. But I figured you knew that Rogers has already signed and it's been, you know, hushed up or something like
That's clearly what is going on.
So in other words, we're still waiting.
Fairly obvious. Well, they don't want to release it publicly just yet.
Okay.
They're holding off on the public announcement.
But, okay.
It's very exciting to have.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mind
and finally, folks, you know, the world is changing. All right. We all know that. The world is changing in so many different ways. So I've got this thing. Think about television. Now, for those of us old enough to remember television.
You old people.
Ages ago, TV had antenna, rabbit ears, that little circle antenna for UHF, VHF, and so on. That's how you watch television, right? And you probably could only get a handful of channels way back in the day. Then cable TV shows up and kind of takes over. And so all these places, you get cable TV, you get TV through a wire. All right, you don't need the antenna anymore, cable. Somewhere along the way, satellite shows up. Now, in this case, I'm talking about the little satellite dishes, not the big ones. Gosh, I can remember, I have a neighbor who's still with us, but when I first moved to, my wife and I moved to our house a long time ago, we had no cable in a rural area. We have this friend, who's still our friend, lives down the road, had one of those big, I don't know, 6 foot, 7 foot satellite dishes in the backyard.
Well, that's a big one.
One of those big ones, which some people in rural areas had those back then. And periodically, I'd go down to his house and we'd watch a hockey game. Or, actually, do you remember the World Series between the A's and the Giants? This would have been 89, I think, when they had the earthquake. And it was like right before a game. A World Series game was to start. I remember my friend, I'm sitting with him in his living room, and we're watching the game, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what just happened?
You remember a conversation I had with one of my buddies? It's like, oh, my gosh, can you believe it's 10 years since the Pirates have won a World Series? when is this going to end? It's going to be another probably year or two till they get back in this thing.
40-something.
Huh?
40-something.
We were very concerned because it had already been a decade since the Pirates had won a World Series.
So cable, satellite, now we have streaming. Is this the future essentially of home entertainment? All right, cable is, you know, cut the cord. Cable has been getting hammered. I used to have a satellite dish, gave it up because it was just, I thought, ridiculously expensive. We stream at my house. More and more things are streaming. We stream this radio station. All right, hopefully you know that. Finally, ESPN has come out now to say, okay, we've been avoiding this for all these years. We've been resisting it. We're finally going to come out with our own streaming service that somehow isn't connected with having a cable subscription. Now, this is, we've been waiting for this. This is big. So ESPN's, I don't know if it has a name, but anything that's ESPN, the main channel, ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN News, ESPN Plus, they're going to roll all that stuff into their finally own streaming channel. So all sports, all the time, all their stuff, you don't have to have a cable or satellite subscription. You can just get it independent. Now, Mr. Ironhead?
Yes, sir.
Would you pay $30 a month for that?
For ESPN?
For all the ESPN stuff. It's $29.99 a month to start. Would you do that?
If they didn't have the doggone actual sports, no. And that would be a heck no.
Well, it would be all their stuff.
They just have enough sports that I, like actual sports events, that I need to tune in on.
You have to think.
Very grudgingly, I probably would.
You would?
See, I would. Probably.
See, I would.
I'd be very unhappy about it.
Now, what I want to see, we'll take a break in a moment, what I want to see at some point in the future, ESPN just says, we're going all in on streaming. We're not doing cable anymore. We're not doing satellite anymore. We're going all in on streaming. That will be interesting. I expect that's going to happen at some point. Now, remember the word bundle. All right. Some of these things are bundling. Would you do this? Because you have a little guy. He's 9 years old, right? Would you get a bundle that's, we're giving them a free plug here, ESPN, Disney Plus, and Hulu for $36 a month? Would you do that? So Disney Plus, the kid would like Disney Plus and the sports. Hulu, I'm vaguely familiar with Hulu. Hulu, I guess, has a lot of, I don't know, NBC stuff or a lot of stuff. I can't, not NBC, a lot of stuff. All right. Fox is doing this. All right. Fox is going to come out with what they're calling Fox One, which is everything. All of the Fox channels, news, business, weather, Sports One, Sports Two. Here's one thing to remember. Big Ten Network is owned by Fox. All right, so obviously a lot of us watch the Big Ten Network. That's Fox.
I'm going to try to remember that.
All right, remember that. The Deportes, which is the Spanish version, connections with Fox local stations. Now, for us, that would be the station down in Johnstown. So all Fox stuff is going to be under one streaming app. And so if they do that, then I wonder at some point in the future they say, no more cable, no more satellite, we're just doing this. And now I don't have a price on that one. Folks, the world is changing. It's crazy. You know, earlier this week we had a transmitter problem, so we were only streaming. And I really wonder if the future of radio at some point is all streaming. It's all going to be streaming. There's not going to be anything over the air. We won't have to deal with a balky transmitter or any of that stuff. Just stream. I don't know. We'll see. That's interesting to watch. Now, there's good and there's bad there. All right, the good, hey, I can get this on my phone wherever I go. Yay! The bad, what did I say? $30 a month for ESPN. Whew. You better be quite a sports fan there. Yikes. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break. Enough of that stuff. Speaking of sports, we will be coming back with our sports segment.
Oh, we will.
Yes, we will.
Dave
Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau going to join us, and then an hour of open line time. What could we talk about? Oh, my gosh. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will do that talking when we come back after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Belfont Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Belfont Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dotter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. We'll have some open phone time coming up a bit later this hour, but we take a check of the sports scene here, and we've got some good sports to report on this somewhat dreary and rainy Thursday morning. Penn State baseball securing a rousing 5-3 victory over Washington to open up pool play at the Big Ten tournament in Omaha, Nebraska yesterday. Ryan DeSanto worked 5 2/3 scoreless innings to earn his 8th win of the season. He scattered 3 singles and 3 walks to go with 3 strikeouts. And Paxton Kling had a couple of hits and scored a couple of runs, including one from second base on a sacrifice fly from Bryce Molinaro in the sixth. That's what we call a hustle play. And ladies and gentlemen, you know that sometimes you just have to feed the beast. The beast, in this case, Penn State baseball as a whole, but Paxton Kling in particular. He was indeed a beast yesterday. Penn State able to feed the beast, and the results very, very good. If you are looking for good results for your beast, the Center Hall Farm Store has the right feed, whether your beast be a horse, a pig, a cow, a dog, or a cat, chickens or other birds, whatever your beast may be, the Center Hall Farm Store can help you out. They're also ready to help you grow this spring. You can stop by the Center Hall Farm Store in, oddly enough, Center Hall, 110 Allison Street in Center Hall, or you can check them out on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. So, Kling, that play really, to me, encapsulized the Nittany Lions' day. Just great hustle throughout, very aggressive base running throughout. Bryce Molinaro, by the way, moves into second place on the all-time single-season RBI list for the Nittany Lions as he knocked in those two runs with the sacrifice fly in the sixth. Ryan Weingartner, he was a beast as well. He belted a home run in the sixth, a solo shot. Jesse Jokonski and Cole Mercado also had RBI singles for the Nittany Lions. Washington ended the game by leaving two runners stranded in the ninth when Weingartner ended the game by snaring a line drive at shortstop. So Penn State now can advance to Saturday's semifinal if it can get past fourth-seeded USC this afternoon. Now, that game was scheduled for 3 o'clock. It is now a 2 o'clock start Eastern time in Omaha. That game moved up to 2 o'clock this afternoon due to anticipated rains in the Omaha, Nebraska area later today. So again, Penn State and USC now scheduled for a 2 o'clock start this afternoon. The Nittany Lions can punch their ticket to the semifinals with a victory in this afternoon's game. Again, the semifinals will be on Saturday. UCLA and Iowa will meet in one semifinal game on Saturday. Those two have already punched their way into the semis. The Penn State-Washington-USC pool winner will face the winner of the Oregon-Nebraska-Michigan State poll in the first game on Saturday. And then, of course, the winners of the semifinals will meet on Sunday for the Big Ten championship. Big news yesterday as well, and this is quite a get. The Penn State women's lacrosse team has its new head coach. Kayla Traynor will succeed Missy Doherty, who left earlier this month to pursue other professional endeavors. Traynor, this is, again, about as big a get as Penn State women's lacrosse could possibly have picked up. Trainer comes to the Nittany Lions after 4 years as head coach at Syracuse, which happens to be her alma mater. Trainer guided Syracuse to 4 NCAA tournament appearances and 2 Final Four appearances in her 4 seasons at Syracuse. Trainer going 59-24 during her time as head coach at Syracuse. Prior to that, she was the associate head coach at Boston College. As a player at Syracuse, Trainer was a 4-time first team All-American and was the all-time leading scorer at Syracuse when she entered her career. She also was part of 2 gold medal winning teams with Team USA at the World Championships and left as the USA's all-time leader in points and goals. Not to put any pressure on her, but think Cale Sanderson when you're thinking accolades and coming from an alma mater where she was having tremendous success. This is a huge, huge get for Penn State women's lacrosse. And I would dare say the future looks very, very bright very, very quickly for that program. Of course, the Penn State men's lacrosse team is in the NCAA Final Four this season. Semifinals are on Saturday in Foxborough, Massachusetts at Gillette Stadium. You can listen for the Nittany Lions matchup with top-ranked Cornell right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox at 12 noon on Saturday. We will also have the championship game on Sunday as the winner of the Penn State-Cornell game will face the winner of the Syracuse-Maryland game. That contest will be at 2:30 on Saturday. The winners will meet at 1 o'clock on Memorial Day on Monday afternoon. We will have complete coverage of that game starting at 12:45 for you on Monday here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Penn State softball and head coach Clarissa Crowell announcing 2 more additions to their already impressive recruiting class for next season. Callie Karwowski and Brevin Kelleporis are joining the recruiting class for Penn State. Karwowski, a highly touted shortstop from Valley View High School here in Pennsylvania. Kelleporis, a promising left-handed pitcher from Kansas City. The two bring the highly touted class of 2025-2026 to 7 players for the Nittany Lions in that class, very highly regarded both in the Big Ten and nationally. Penn State women's hockey adding transfer forward Taylor Yum from St. Lawrence University.
Oh,
see what I did
on,
there? The team announcing that get yesterday. The Etobicoke, Canada native Yum is a graduate transfer with 1 year of eligibility remaining. Yum had a tasty 16 points and 9 goals to go with 7 assists in 38 games for the Saints last season. Yum had a career-high 22 points, but only 4 goals on 70 shots. Nittany Lions, of course, you may remember, saw their season come to an end against none other than that St. Lawrence team back in March in the NCAA tournament. But that is a good get for the Nittany Lions. Now, this is where we are just in these interesting times with the transfer portal and decisions and when they have to be made. Couple of more Penn State baseball players announcing that they are entering the transfer portal yesterday. Now, mind you, this is the same day the Nittany Lions are out there winning a game in the Big Ten tournament and setting up the possibility of getting to the semifinals with a victory today over USC, but portal timing is what it is, and so we have pitcher Sean Williams and middle infielder Tyler Rowling both announcing yesterday via X that they are entering the portal. Williams, a right-handed pitcher with 3 years of eligibility remaining, he made four appearances for the Nittany Lions this season. Rowling will hit the portal with still all 4 years of eligibility remaining. He did not see the field for Penn State this season. I don't know the particulars of the what's happening in terms of what Penn State is seeing and not seeing. I will just tell you, there are some folks that are like, man, that's four players. They are players who made basically no contribution, very little contribution to this year's team. Doesn't mean they didn't have high hopes for the future and all of that, but when you look at the recruiting class that comes in, I'm just telling you, and this is across the board, yes, you're having some kids leave that probably the programs want to keep. I think a lot of these situations now, and again, this is across the board in sports, it's like, oh, we only have this many roster spots, we want to get our scholarship money to folks that we think can contribute, and there can be conversations. And again, I don't know anything about these specific cases, so I'm talking more in general here. A lot of times when you see these folks that are transferring, it may very well be coaches saying, listen, we love having you here as part of the program, just so you know, we don't really see much playing time for you here. We'd be happy to help you if you want to see if you can find somewhere that maybe is a better fit for your skill set. So I just would ease up on some of the panicking that seems to occur sometimes with some of these programs. All right, speaking of panic, I don't know why we were worried. The Pirates are on a roll, baby. For a while there, we were concerned, but they have won now back-to-back games. Ladies and gentlemen, how do they do it? Not only that, they have scored more than one run in one game in a row now.
Three runs yesterday, ladies and gentlemen.
Three whole runs.
Wow.
Baby. Just rolling. The offense taking off in ways that we just didn't see coming. Pirates defeating the Reds 3-1, and they win 2 of 3. They win the series, ladies and gentlemen, over Cincinnati.
Woo.
Andrew Haney combining with four relievers to hold the Reds to four hits. Henry Davis is looking like he's a player. He had a couple of hits and an RBI, maybe had the play of the day as he deked Spencer Steer at home. He was just kind of standing there. It's like, oh, man, I wish they were throwing it in from the outfield. But bummer, I'm just standing here. Oh, wait, they did! And boom, tag made. He's out at home. He also threw Will Benson out on a steal attempt in the seventh. So the Buccos may have themselves an actual Major League Baseball player in that lineup is what it's starting to look like. Again, the Buccos beating the Reds 3-1 yesterday. And, man, we're feeling good in the Berg. I mean, how could you not? They're rolling, baby. And they'll try to keep things rolling as they welcome the Milwaukee Brewers into PNC Park for the start of a four-game series. First pitch tonight will be at 6:40, weather permitting, 6:15 airtime, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And in a shocker last night, the Philadelphia Phillies somehow found a way to beat the Colorado Rockies 9-5. Ladies and gentlemen, whoa, how do they do it?
Oh, my.
They did what, every other Major League team's been doing all season long, which is just beat the snot out of the Rockies. 9-5, the win. JT Realmuto went 3-for-5 with 3 RBI for the Philadelphia Phillies. Bryce Harper, 2-for-5 with a home run and an RBI. Trey Turner also homered for Philadelphia. So Realmuto, Turner, and Harper all going deep for Philadelphia, which will look to complete a four-game sweep in Denver today. I mean, it's the Rockies. You got to complete the four-game sweep. That'll be a 3:10 start Eastern time this afternoon between the Phillies and the Rockies. And, of course, the big news, ladies and gentlemen, in sports, it was close. I mean, the vote came right down to the end. But, ladies and gentlemen, Philadelphia Eagles fans and fans of the tush push everywhere, yes, it is time to pop the champagne corks and celebrate at least for one more season. We will have the tush push, the brotherly shove, whatever you want to call it. It is back, baby, for one more year in the National Football League. Jalen Hurts says, yes! Josh Allen says, most of the time, yes! And so, it is back. The tush push missed by two votes. The big, beautiful push. Oh, the big, beautiful push remains in the National Football League. They couldn't pass the legislation to stop it, and so it is back. Yeah. You know we're going to have a good time. Third or fourth and short, there we go, baby.
Okay.
NFL defenses will have to continue to try to figure out a way to slow it down. The tush push remains part of the National Football League for at least another year.
There is a way to stop every play. There has to be a way to stop this one.
It is simply impossible.
No, there's got to
and not possibly be done.
Got to be a way.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have not officially announced the signing of Aaron Rodgers, they are welcoming Nick Broeker, a formidable force on the offensive line, to their O line. So Broeker, an NFL veteran, adding to the Steelers offensive line. And then the big news yesterday, the Steelers did sign their first round draft pick, Derek Harmon. So he is now, in tow. Harmon's contract, according to, Tom Pelissero of NFL Medium, gives him a fully guaranteed just under $18 million, $17,973,604.
What the heck?
He held out. The Steelers were offering $17,973,601, and his agent's like, nope, we're not going until we get to $604, and the Steelers finally relented.
Whew.
I don't know how they arrived at the number. $17,973,604
crazy
is what the defensive tackle out of Oregon was taken with the 21st overall selection back in April. That's what he has signed for. He had played his first three seasons of college football at Michigan State before transferring to Oregon. So we got tush push news. We got the Steelers bolstering their offensive and defensive lines. So all of that going on as we can't get to football season soon enough, because it is going to be a long baseball season for my beloved Pittsburgh Pirates.
Be long.
But they're rolling. They're rolling now.
It'll be over at the end of September. That's not long.
Oh, no.
It's not a big deal.
No.
Come on.
No, it'll be over at the end of June.
Hey, yes. My Orioles won a game. Yay! They broke their 8-game losing streak yesterday. Took them 11 innings to do it, but they did it. Very, very quickly, Penn State baseball, the next Cinderella team, Penn State men's hockey, Uh-huh. Penn State men's volleyball.
Uh-huh.
You think they can pull it off today? Beat USC?
I absolutely do.
Wow. Have you ever seen a two-run sacrifice fly?
And what's amazing? No.
I've never seen it.
It caught the Big Ten announcers off guard as well. And I'm not even thinking. They're like, and that scores the run. And then all of a sudden, one of them's like, wait a second, here comes Kling. And, I mean, he is flying around third base. And it was a deep shot to center field. I mean, it was, and then they're like, well, there's a challenge. Let's see. And, I mean, it is absolutely crystal clear. Not only do they not leave before the catch is made. I mean, the catch is made, and it's like one count and go. I mean, it, like, definitively no question about it. It's not even like he leaves right when the catch is made. He waits that pause. But, man, to score from second on a sacrifice fly, I don't care how deep, that is really special stuff. And Penn State was just, they were hustling throughout. There were a couple of close plays that they were able to beat the tag throughout the game. Just a very aggressive mindset. And it was cool to watch the energy in that dugout. And I loved, they interviewed Gambino. I think this was, it was during the game. This is before the contest is over. But Mike Gambino, the head coach of the baseball team, they're interviewing him. And this, maybe some of you won't think this is as big of a deal as I think it is. Gambino's in the middle of trying to win a Big Ten tournament game. Okay? Like, just so we are clear, like, he's trying to figure out, all right, what pitchers do I need? What can I use here? We got to save up a little bit for tomorrow. You know, he's trying to put all these pieces together, and they're asking him about the game and some of the plays. And he's like, hey, also, I want to give a huge shout out. This is a big day for Penn State because we got Kayla Traynor in as our women's lacrosse coach. And, you know, if you haven't been paying attention, our men's lacrosse team happens to be in the semifinals on Saturday. And I'm like,
he's a PR professional. Dude, there we go.
You are. I mean, that is, when we talk about the team mentality and the family culture that Penn State tries to create, and the enthusiasm that Pat Kraft has kind of brought and reinvigorated the athletic department. That is, to me, that is really special stuff. That your head baseball coach is taking time during the game to praise a couple of other spring sports teams, one for a tremendous hire and the other for a tremendous season and the opportunity here to go try to play for a national championship. I think that's really special stuff, and it was neat to see.
They're doing some things right.
And that game yesterday, again, we'll see how today's goes. That game yesterday was, I mean, Penn State went out and earned the victory, and that is a really good Washington team that Penn State beat. And Washington did not go away quietly. Penn State had to earn the victory. The Huskies did everything they could to try to manufacture some opportunities there late, and Penn State responded to the challenge in a big way. And again, we'll see what happens today. I like their chances. They did, I think, go a little more to the bullpen than what they were hoping after the initial outing. And Ryan DeSanto gave them just a sensational start. Again, 5 2/3 scoreless innings against that Washington lineup is that special stuff that DeSanto gave them yesterday. So we'll see what happens. Penn State, Washington, 2 o'clock this afternoon.
USC.
Yes. Penn State, and we will come right back after this.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, the Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dotter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
WTAJ, Five Star Power Sports, Snyder's Concessions, Krep Service and Sales, Courthouse Pub, and Fullington Trailways.
Senator John Fetterman raised concerns about aggressive vehicle mandates, and he's right. Pennsylvanians need affordable, reliable transportation. No one should tell us what we can and can't drive. Mandates could limit consumer choice, raise costs, and threaten Pennsylvania jobs. Senator Fetterman can protect working families and defend our economy. Tell Senator Fetterman to stand up for Pennsylvania. Repeal the gas car ban. Take action at EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now or visit our booth at the Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Belfont Cruise.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Dotter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Dotter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota Compact Tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Fox Sports.
As the rain continues to fall here in the Valley of Happiness, we begin another segment. Trying to build the drama is what I'm trying to do. Here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, it's Let's Talk.
This guy's going to build the drama, all right? Now, we've got controversy, whatever. That's next hour. Okay, that's next hour.
Yeah, please. No, no controversy.
No, because we got Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, who was in our outside room listening to us, you know, talk about sports and stuff. And you're getting all excited out there in the other room.
I'm punching the wall. I mean, when I pulled into the parking lot, the steam coming out of the studio was. I was following it driving over. It's kind of like the the electrical plant on campus in the winter when you see the steam on a clear day coming off.
Exactly right.
That, and then I come in and the walls are just vibrating. But you know, to your point, Penn State sports.
Oh,
I read something the other day. Now help me out here. I think I saw obviously two national championships already.
Yep.
Three other teams have advanced to the Final Four with lacrosse this weekend.
Yep.
And then I believe one other team made it to the Elite Eight and actually they lost to the eventual
women's soccer. Yep.
So what's that, six teams?
Yeah, they've had a year.
Has there been a better run?
I can't think of one. Not. And the thing is, the overall trajectory of the athletic department, again, this hire, I don't know if folks quite understand just yet. I think the lacrosse community does, but this women's lacrosse hire is huge. Like, this is a paradigm shift in women's lacrosse. It really is. And this is, again, that mentality of Pat Kraft where it's like, because I have infamously told on myself here when before Penn State hired Cale Sanderson, I had done a couple of interviews, people asking me, you know, hey, what do you think? And I'm like, hey, Penn State, it's Penn State wrestling. They could go out and get anybody except for John Smith at Oklahoma State because he's just tied in there.
Right.
Tom Brands at Iowa. I don't know that Penn State would want him. I don't know that's a great fit, but also, I mean, he's locked in at Iowa. And Cale Sanderson at Iowa State. But anybody else, fair game. Well, then they go out and obviously get Cale Sanderson from Iowa State. I'm telling you, this has the same feel because Traeger is Syracuse lacrosse to a large degree. I mean, she is as big a name in women's lacrosse in Syracuse, to Syracuse, as Sanderson was in wrestling to Iowa State. And for Penn State to get her to come here, and you could hear genuine enthusiasm in her quotes yesterday, again, it is a big get. But I think men's soccer is on the way back to being a powerhouse. Women's soccer just continues to climb and get better and better. And I think some of the other sports, you know, you're seeing golf. Both golf teams are starting to make some real progress. Mm-hmm. Same thing with both tennis teams. And it just goes on and on. It is a really special time for Penn State athletics, and what they are doing this season is fantastic. But I think it's also just indicative of what the future is going to bring, where I think these programs are on the cusp, several of them, of achieving even greater
heights. I agree wholeheartedly with you. And, you know, kudos to Pat Kraft and his staff because that level of energy and enthusiasm is contagious,
and it's
everybody around him, even people on the outside, alumni. You get caught up in it, and you pay attention, and we are accustomed to athletic excellence in this area, but what we are seeing is I've been following Penn State sports since the mid 60s. My first football game, I think, was NC State 1967 when they upset the Wolfpack, believe it or not.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like it, and it's exciting. And it brings, you know, from what we're doing, trying to promote visitation to the area, you have that element of sports tourism, but it just shines a light on Happy Valley. It's year round. We're in the press. We're in
for
the media.
Sure. Yeah, and I think when you talk about the sports tourism, it is amazing to see the way this area is continuing to grow from the Ironman event, and I am becoming more aware. I knew some of the youth sports, like the volleyball tournament, is always huge over the summer. I obviously know about the wrestling tournaments. But we talked about it on air a little bit, but I think it was just this past weekend, was they had, I forget, it was like 2,000 gymnasts in out at the center. And, I mean, it was 4 days of wall-to-wall, youth girls gymnastics competition. This area is doing a great job of drawing in a wide variety of sporting events. And I think, it is partly capitalizing on, that name recognition with the Penn State brings to the area.
And competitions want to be here because there is that it's almost like a trophy to perform at Penn State. Whether you're on campus or not, I'm going to Penn State, and the residual effect, not only on the community, but also the university, you know, you start, I heard you talking about the portal, and you know, that's just insane, but recruiting starts at that young age.
Yep.
And I'm sure it happened with you, but I was wearing my Penn State swag in elementary school. And that's some of the neatest things to see downtown on a weekend. You know, you mentioned gymnastics, and kudos to the Nittany Valley Sports Center, but there was also a state freestyle Greco wrestling tournament going on at the same time last weekend. Yep. And so it starts, we're starting to recruit as an area young athletes at that very early age.
Yep.
And people want to be here. They want to perform here. And it really is exciting. And, you know, that's why we have the Sports and Entertainment Alliance. You mentioned Ironman. Yesterday, the Sports and Entertainment Alliance announced a new bike race is coming to State College this July. Downtown State College, it's called the Happy Valley Cycling Criterium. And it's on July 26th, and you will have some of the top cyclists. It's a state championship. It's sanctioned by USA Cycling. They're going to close off a portion of Beaver Avenue, Garner, Foster, and Pew. It's like an oval.
Wow.
And all day, you're going to be seeing elite cyclists racing around that circle. And, of course, it's open to the public. We want everybody to come down. It's kind of a festive atmosphere, but kind of like Ironman, but on a much smaller, more compact stage. And we're just excited about, again, bringing another elite-level competition to the area.
No, it's fantastic. It really is.
Dave, how exactly does that work? Do you reach out to these organizations? Do they contact you? How do the connections get made here?
It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. Eric and his team at the Sports and Entertainment Alliance will reach out to events that fit our need times, as well as what we're trying to attract to the area. You know, I go back with the Ironman in the very beginning. The whole purpose of that really was to shine a light on our unbelievable outdoor recreational scene here. And what a better way than bringing something in that connects Bald Eagle Lake and the swim, the cycling, and then, of course, the running on campus. So it was kind of mutual. We kind of reached out to them, and they said, yeah, we're very interested. They didn't have anything in Pennsylvania at the time. But Eric, you know, when we look for things, it's just not responding to everything.
Yeah.
It's got to fit our need times. And let me back up. I think the event for the Criterium is the last Saturday in July, which is, you know, kind of after the Arts Festival, and the area's kind of catching their breath before we go into August with the Grange Fair, and then, of course, the students returning. Yeah. So it was kind of a neat time, but it's also something that the community can get involved in. There's volunteers will be needed. Obviously, just line the course in downtown State College. And it's just, it satisfies multiple needs besides the obvious, bringing visitors to the area, but the marketing, the year-round marketing that's involved with these major events is priceless. We can't buy that.
I'm guessing there are getting to be much fewer, many fewer, I'm not sure what the right terminology is there, less opportunities for those need times in the area. I mean, I'm just thinking through in my mind. It's like, well, I think there's probably still a perception from some that it's like, well, all right, there's the seven home football games, and then what else in Happy Valley? But you start looking at some of the weekends where you have, hockey and wrestling and basketball hit home, and I mean, I have friends that it's like, all right, those weekends, like, we want to come in and catch a little bit of everything, or some folks are gymnastics fans. It's like, I want to come in on a weekend where, you know, one or two of the other teams are home along with gymnastics. But, you know, there's obviously opportunities there. Penn State sports all throughout the year can draw some folks. But between, again, some of these youth events that are, I mean, huge weekends. Right. I don't know if people are aware of just the impact that they have on the local economy and the number of people they bring to the area. But, you know, you start then. Obviously, we'll be talking eventually why we brought you in this morning about the upcoming weekend. But you start, you know, between Arts Fest and now this event and Iron Man. I mean, there's not a lot of weekends where it's like, yeah, man, just nothing going on here in Happy Valley.
There's nothing to do.
Well, I tell you, and that irritates me more than ever.
I hear people say, well,
what is there to do? We're able to stack events and festivals and activities up 2, 3, 4 events every weekend, and our biggest challenge is letting people know, not only the residents but also visitors, alumni, of what's going on in the area now. Especially we've rolled into summer. That comes down to 14 weeks. We've already used up 2, so we've got 12 more weeks of the summer. And it's just letting people know there's something to satisfy anybody's itch every weekend, not only in State College, on campus, but in the entire county. You know, Bellefonte, Father's Day weekend, that's Ironman, but it's also the weekend of the cruise, an outdoor adventure show. You've got all these multiple events going on every weekend, and that's really our biggest challenge, is telling people within a 250-mile radius, because that's our strike zone, that's our drive zone. Most people drive here, of what's going on every weekend.
Yeah.
And it is. I mean, it's gotten to the point where, I guess, holiday, the Christmas break, you know, there's not much we can do for that. Even on, Easter weekend, which I think was, the second or third weekend in April, there was wrestling going on here in town.
Oh, yeah.
And that's unusual, too, because of the holiday. So, it's exciting. And there's more, just like with Penn State sports, there's more to come. There's more to come because, the state games next year at the end of July, that's a national competition.
Yeah.
That's 10 days long. That's kind of like a mini Olympics. We'll be taking over the area with the assistance of Penn State because we have to use their facilities. That'll be coming in, as soon as we clear out from Arts Fest, they start rolling in for 10 days, and that'll be a big event. You talk about this weekend, and I was looking at the weather, and it looks like we're going to get a nice window over the weekend.
Yes.
Of
fingers
dryness.
Crossed. Knock on the formica here, but yes, it is looking promising.
But of course, some of us will have to cut the grass again, right? It seems like that's every day.
Thanks for the reminder.
I know. But there's multiple events going on this weekend. Of course, the celebration in Bowlesburg for Memorial Day and that recognition across the county. Right now, there's a mountain bike race taking place up on Seven Mountains. It started on the 20th and it'll go right through the weekend. They had 3 and 5 day competitions, and God love them, it seems like every time they show up, they bring the rain with them, or it rains during that competition.
Oh, their fault. Okay.
But for those who enjoy the outdoors and the mountain bike competition, get up on Seven Mountains in Rothrock through the weekend because what they call the Transylvanian Epic Mountain Bike Race. And they race in stages, but that's a lot of fun. Happy Volley is back in town every Memorial Day. It's not quite what it was, and that's not because of them. It's because it spawned competition. You know, people said, wait a minute, we can do that. And I think Pittsburgh does something now, and I believe it's Richmond does something now. So, Penn State sports, we have access to. We also have access to these youth competitions. And I haven't even talked about PIAA Spring Fest that's coming up in the middle of June.
It's exciting.
It's exciting.
We live in a place called Happy Valley for a reason.
Exactly.
There's no question about that.
Lots of adventure. There we go. If we only had a bureau that could somehow, you know, follow
put it all
this
together,
stuff.
Right? Connect the dots. You just got to connect those dots. That's all.
Well, Dave, we appreciate you coming in, and clearly you have nothing to do, so I'm glad we could take a few minutes of your time this morning.
I'm all yours.
Holy smokes. That's a lot of stuff. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. We'll see what other trouble we can get into. We're good at that. Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox will return after this.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, Five Star Mitsubishi, Wetzler Funeral Home, Sleep In and Comfort Suites, Carson Disposal, Best Line Power Sports, and WTAJ.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200, 25 horsepower, with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment,
They're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy Knowledge.
It is Let's Talk here on a rainy, dreary Thursday, but we're making the best of it because what else are you going to do? As Mr. Bastardi says, we got to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather we got.
Okay, so we're going to hold the controversy for a few more minutes. Our friend Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau is still here because he has nothing to do.
welcome to our
just
world.
Just now,
a downpour. That's
our commercials are way off schedule, so we're going to keep this one kind of brief.
I don't know how that.
What's
is.
All right? We got a Memorial Day weekend. You think Memorial Day here? You think Bowlesburg? Boom. All right, a lot of great stuff. But we mentioned a bunch of things. What are some other things coming up here, Dave, soon, for those people that have nothing to do?
Well, for this weekend, I mentioned Happy Volley, which is a lot of girl volleyball players come into the area and compete. I think it's primarily out at North Nittany Valley Sports Center now.
Yeah.
It used to be on campus, but it's not anymore. The Memorial Day festivities are very popular and encourage everybody to get out and support that. There's also a music festival that's going on out in the Milheim, Woodward area called Burning Man. Okay?
Yeah.
No relation to the one on the West Coast.
No.
Believe me. That was the first question we had. But
no,
this
indeed.
Has been happening for five. This will be their fifth year. And,
is that right?
It is.
I didn't know.
And we didn't either. And that's the other thing that's neat about this area is there's so many events that are taking place, and even we are learning.
Yeah.
Almost weekly of events because we encourage more and more events. We encourage, we're here to help, even if it's just as simple as promoting it. In getting word out and helping them get more and more participants. But this is just kind of the lull before the storm because next week we kick off with Coaches for Cancer. That's becoming a big event in the area. And then, right in the middle of June, well, you, after Coaches for Cancer, then you go into Pride Weekend, that celebration. And then the next weekend, we start with PIAA Spring Sports Festival.
Now, talk a little bit about that. I'm not sure how many folks are aware
probably
of that
aren't aware
involved.
Of it.
Yeah.
We've been hosting that now since this will be our third year. You have state championships in baseball, softball, men's volleyball, and they added a couple years ago, and this is really big, men's lacrosse. And so you've got 3 days of top competition going on at the athletic complex, Penn State's athletic complex. And if I'm not mistaken, in baseball 2 years ago, I think it was Belfont won.
Yeah. Well, they had Belfont and Bald Eagle.
Was it Bald Eagle last year?
Belfont and Bald Eagle both played in title games.
Right.
I'm forgetting now which one was first.
Which, yeah.
I had the good fortune to do the PA that day, and it was spectacular. I mean, it was just a celebration of both won state titles. It was a pretty remarkable day.
It was. So we host four state championships, two different classes, I think.
Yes.
in all of those sports, if I'm not mistaken, maybe not lacrosse.
I think it's two, two or it might be three.
There's like eight or nine competitions that are going on during those 3 days. And, you know, we encourage, well, we get a lot of visitors that come in, obviously, for those championships, but it's available to the residents to get out and see some really good elite high school competition. The lacrosse is about as good as it gets nationally.
For sure.
When the teams, I think Mars has been involved. Usually there's teams from Philly that come in.
Yep.
I don't think it's any mistake that there's a lot of... I was looking at the men's lacrosse roster just recently. There seems to be a lot of players from Malvern Prep that are popping up on the roster. That might, you know, there might be a little, you talk about recruiting. We're all recruiting, right? We're all recruiting.
Always.
But that's also, Ironman happens 2 days after PIAA bails. So you're talking about up at the sports complex, you have Ironman going on, which is 3 days long. The competition is that Sunday. You've got PIAA happening. It's we're celebrating Juneteenth downtown State College.
Yeah.
So that's good. And then, of course, this is Father's Day weekend. I haven't even talked about what's going on in Bellefonte with the crews and all. There's so much to do.
There really is so much to do.
And it's and we're so appreciative of our residents, because not only are they very supportive on the volunteer side, but just supportive in general of what that visitor economy is churning up here in the area year-round, not just in the fall or not just in a window, but it's year-round. It really is.
And again, Memorial Day in Bullsburg, just something
special
very,
time.
Very special. And it does look like the weather is going to hold pretty well when we get to Sunday and Monday there. So that,
yeah, I think I saw 3 days of rain and then Saturday, Sunday, Monday clear, and then three more days of rain.
Yes.
Something like that. So let's keep it rolling.
All right. Dave, to wrap up, where can there's got to be some place where people can keep track of all this stuff.
HappyValley.com. Our website is the depository of everything to do in Happy Valley. You know, we didn't even get into the music scene and the entertainment scene. Again, back to the Sports and Entertainment Alliance, they just released a really nice video, if you will, called 814 Originals. And what we're doing is promoting local bands and local establishments. But HappyValley.com, that's, you'll find the calendar, you'll find points of interest, you'll find everything you need to know about the area at HappyValley.com.
Okay. It is amazing the amount of musical talent we have in this area.
It is.
I mean, it is astounding. It really is. And it's fun. I just would encourage folks, if you're able to get out and check out some of the music scene, especially over the summer when you can get outdoors and enjoy it for some
Wings
of these
Fest,
events.
I think, starts next Thursday out at Tussie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's seven different Thursdays. So, yeah, the music scene's unbelievable, and we're happy. I know the Sports and Entertainment Alliance is really happy to shine a light on that and bring more attention to that. You know, some people, you hear people say, well, there's nothing to do after dinner. Yes, there is.
Well,
go listen to music.
Yes, there is.
There's sports great and music really is just a natural fit with one another.
There's a soundtrack they're putting together. It's innovative for this area, and I would ask people to check it out. 814 Originals.
Love it. Fantastic.
And the website, again, is happyvalley.com.
Very easy.
Everything
pretty
is there. All right. Dave, appreciate you coming in.
Great seeing you guys. Happy Memorial Day. And to all your listeners, enjoy the weekend and be safe.
And to you.
Do us a favor when you go outside, see if the steam is still going up or whatever that was. We didn't even realize that someone's going to come arrest us or something.
All right, folks.
Not again. We're going to take a break. Then we'll do the controversy. Well, we'll see how it goes. Let's talk here on a Thursday. We'll come back after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include Center Communications, Inc., Five Star Chrysler, Rick Snyder's Concessions, PAMP, Premier Garage, and Clearwater Pools.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, the Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Bellefonte Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Bellefonte. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The State College Spikes 2025 season is just around the corner. The 40-game regular season home slate runs Friday, June 6th through August 28th and features three great bobbleheads honoring Paul Posluszny, Katie Schumacher, Collie, and Guy Gadowski. Three Mark in the Park nights, E-L-G-S-E-S night on August 23rd. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment here in Happy Valley. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dottery Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dotter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
We are coming to you live from the Stu Studio.
What?
It is a Thursday edition of Let's Talk. Is that not...
That's
that
good.
It is a Thursday morning edition. And, what we need somebody to be in charge of keeping us on time here with the breaks. What's that? Well, that's my duty?
That's your
duty. Oh, well, that stinks. Well, then never mind.
I was going to say.
I don't want to be put in charge of anything, for crying out loud. No wonder we're so far off schedule here on a Thursday.
I was
going to
say something, but anyway.
All right, folks. We got open line time for a final half hour. 814-954-7266. We'll have another open line show all of tomorrow. We'll see if we can stay on schedule. So there we go. Controversy. Folks, we don't want to do controversy. Really? I mean, really. We don't, but it just shows up on the doorstep.
Well, I'm pro tush push. But let's delve into this controversy a little more, Gacy.
Well, that's
not the one you're
thinking
of.
That's not the one I was thinking of. By the way, it's the Eagles, so it's got to be the brotherly shove.
There you go.
All right? Real quick.
The brotherly shove really isn't as much fun to say.
Maybe I haven't paid attention. Is there any other team trying this?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
The Bills do it quite a bit.
The Bills? Okay.
Now, they have not had quite... They have a lot of success with it, but not quite as much as the Eagles. What the Eagles have is a good-sized physical quarterback and a dominating offensive line, and they obviously have perfected then also getting good-sized individuals behind their good-sized quarterback to add to the push at the line of scrimmage.
And obviously the way the play is arranged, when they snap the ball, they just don't move ahead. They do certain things
like in a wedge,
yeah,
right, to get the yard or 2 yards or whatever it is they're supposed to get for a first down or a touchdown or whatever. All right, so there's a method to the madness. It's just not a bunch of grunts pushing forward.
See, I distracted you from the controversy you wanted to talk about.
All right, well,
see how I do that.
That was only for a minute. Okay. All right, later today is going to be an interesting day.
Yeah.
Okay. We got the Penn State Board of Trustees is going to do this live online public meeting starting at 5 o'clock. And again, I think if you, there's a bunch of these news stories out there. Senator Daily Times had some, statecollege.com's had some other folks have had some. And the link for you to watch this thing, is usually in those stories. You do a little web searching, you'll find the link. Okay. So they're going to meet at 5 o'clock. Now, apparently I missed this earlier. I wasn't paying attention. There could be a vote as part of this online public meeting tonight. I want to see if that actually happens, a vote. So we don't know how long this shindig's going to go. Is it going to be something short? Kind of, okay, here we are. We're public now. Okay, boom. Is it going to go long? We don't know. Is there going to be lots of discussion among the trustees members? We don't know. Nobody knows. There's no time limit. All right. Most online events, well, we're going to be on for an hour. Okay. We have no idea how long this is going to go tonight, or this evening. Short, long, we don't know. But then when it's over, we're told that about an hour after that, Penn State President Dr. Neely Bendapudi is going to do a live online speech or presentation or something to talk about this whole situation with Commonwealth campuses. So this is two for the price of one, if you will, tonight. So again, whenever the trustees are done, it's supposed to be about an hour, and then Dr. Bendapudi comes on. I haven't seen a link for Dr. Bendapudi. I don't know if it's the same link, something different. I don't know. But of course, in the intervening days, there's been a lot of action here, which let's take the call and then we'll pick up some of the action.
While we're at it, if anybody can find a good sausage link, I'm looking for a good sausage link.
I like sausage.
Well. Cool. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, sausage link. I check down the Reedsville area in Amish country.
Fair, yes.
Yeah, I do like I will like free plug here, but the I do like the Penns Valley Meat Market and
yes,
there are yeah.
Spring Mills.
They have some very.
I used to go over there weekly until the I forget the name of it. They had a fire and I don't think they ever replaced the store. So yeah, I've gone back to Walker. Over the years, I've gone to Spring Mills and then over in Reedsville, but back to Walker at this point. Let me see now. Hey, that controlled discussion with the trustees. So you got to submit by internet, and then somebody screens the questions, and then they submit it carefully to the board, and then they respond. Pretty sure I can watch that on a recap video, and if it is live in around my bedtime, I'll tune in. getting back to the tush push.
the other controversy.
The real controversy. Yes.
All right, go ahead.
No, I think people need to realize these guys are pretty big. Now, I was a trackster, so I weighed 172, ran a half mile. I was pretty strong for my size, could bench 300. But tell you the truth, unless you've ever pushed up against a 300-plus pound guy, you don't know who you're dealing with. So what I'm getting at is it's a very dangerous play. I'm taking the quarterbacks of more my size. What are they, 220-ish, 230 maybe? And they're getting sandwiched between 200-300-pounder guys. These guys are like in a whole different league of humanity. So I don't think it's that easy a play. I think it has to be carefully done. There's high risk of losing some of your top players on the offensive side. So I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, it comes with precaution, and you need to do it well. So I give credit to the Eagles for being able to pull it off. A lot of other teams just they just can't do it, and they just retreat from it. So I don't know. That's my take on it.
Well, one sport that I kind of find it fascinating is rugby. Now,
yeah.
Penn
State, those guys are big too, yeah. And they're
State,
fast.
Penn State doesn't have varsity rugby, but they have club rugby.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
men,
yeah, we used to do very well at that. Yeah,
yeah. Men and women, all right? They've got club rugby. And, you know, there's a play where it's called a scrum, where both teams kind of lock horns and push at each other, and the ball, which looks a lot like a football, is kind of tossed underneath, kind of in the middle of the scrum.
Yeah.
And I've always found that play to be either fascinating or just weird. Like, there's a bunch of grunts, and they're just pushing. And then magically, the ball just pops out and appears, and then they all break up and play continues. I've always found that play to be strange.
But we actually employed a young man who could put on his Penn State resume that he was a party to a national Penn State football team because he played rugby. And so this is going back, I think, early 2000s, maybe the late 90s. But what's interesting about rugby is, as you notice, they're just T-shirts and shorts. And what they do, like if somebody's not playing ball the way they should be playing ball, well, then you get it on the next play. So they're like judging, you know, they kind of work it out on the field, like if there's any fouls and whatnot. And this gets me into a bigger discussion. You look at professional American football and all the technology that's gone into protecting against concussion, this, that, and the other thing. And it reminds me of our cars. You know, it's like the more safety features we put into our cars, the more reckless we drive.
Uh-oh.
So, you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
I think some of this safety stuff, it can be a little bit counterproductive. So that's kind of a bigger philosophical question.
But
maybe you guys can pick it up. I'd like to hear the Goon's take on that.
Okay.
Yeah, enjoy the rain, guys.
Okay, appreciate the call. Not sure we're going to enjoy the rain. We've gotten plenty already. So 814-954-7266 is our number if you'd like to chime in. So, again, all this stuff that's happening later today. Now, since then, a couple of other things have happened, which are interesting. One happened yesterday. All right. Again, news outlets, CDT, statecollege.com, some others have covered this. A group of faculty members apparently delivered a petition to Old Main about this decision about closing Commonwealth campuses. And they delivered it yesterday. It's gotten quite a bit of coverage. The petition has 4 points, which I'm pulling from one of these stories. Actually, I think the points are in all the stories. These are faculty members not just from the Commonwealth campuses, but some from here, you know, University Park here. What they want is the 4 points. They want to stop the campus closure immediately. Just stop. They want a full analysis and consultation to identify opportunities for investment in the campuses. In other words, spend more money on them. They want a commit to transparency, involve employees and communities in meaningful decision making. Okay. And the last one, treat all university employees with dignity and respect. All right, now that last one, I'm scratching my head like, wait a minute. Okay, come on, they're doing that already. All right, yes, there's an idea of closing campuses. That's not automatically disrespectful. This is a business decision. That's what it is. But these faculty members delivered this petition yesterday. They took it straight to the president's office. Apparently, President Bendapudi was not there yesterday. So secretary or assistant had to, you know, take the stuff. Okay. All right. Now, I don't have this whole story, but the Philadelphia Inquirer had a story this week that lawmakers are starting to do some pushback. In other words, state lawmakers. apparently not a lot, but at least a few of them have essentially, probably in these affected areas, they've come out and essentially said, well, Penn State, if you close this campus that's in my area, maybe when it's time for your annual state appropriation, we won't be so friendly. Whoa. Okay. Now, yesterday, if you were listening, we had State Senator Wayne Langerholt join us, represents part of Center County. We talked a bit about the Penn State Dubois campus, which fits in his district, in his zone. Again, Penn State Dubois has been shrinking for years, and it's kind of small and landlocked there in Dubois. But obviously, it has a community impact in that town. And again, you can listen to the interview. It's on our website, 987thefox.info. We post our stuff. I remember Senator Langerholt yesterday was kind of, I don't want to say coy, but he was kind of calm. He's clearly, he made it plain, not happy with this idea of closing Dubois in particular, yeah, and some of these other, campuses and so on. But when I saw this Inquirer story where some lawmakers are now coming out publicly and essentially saying to Penn State, hey, you close this campus in my area or these campuses, maybe next time you come calling for money, we're not going to be here for you. Like, whoa. Okay, whoa. Now we'll see what happens online later today. All right, the first thing and then the president's speech. We'll see what happens this evening. All this petition and now lawmakers complaining, is this going to change anything? Or, again, these trustees that are all for this, is it going to be full speed ahead? We're doing this. I mean, this is strangely fascinating. All right, I don't know. Mr. Ironhead, what's your thoughts on this? This is weirdly fascinating to see how this eventually transpires. What do you think?
I read a post this morning, and I don't even know now where. It was a Facebook post, but it's like, Penn State, because I think five of the seven proposed closings are west of University Park. And so somebody posted that, Penn State has clearly let it be known that they don't care about Western Pennsylvania. Let that, just remember that if you're, and I'm like, okay, I think, when you look at the numbers and you look at the proximity of the campuses, again, to me, at the end of the day, what they're doing makes some sense. Now, I understand trying to rally, and I'm not, if you want to, hey, we think we can raise whatever monies would be needed to make this worthwhile, I think, you ought to give them that opportunity. I wish more schools would do that when it comes to athletic programs. It's like, hey, you we're kind of on the chopping block, and we'll give you a year or two here to see if you can get enough money from alums or whatever to keep the program afloat. So, if you're able to do that, well then, I guess why would you not? If you're Penn State, go ahead, and if it's not going to cost you ultimately anything or very little to keep a couple of these campuses going, if at the end of the day it's about cost savings, and that might make some sense, depending on how long you get those financial commitments to come in at. So I understand as much as I can. I mean, I'm not, again, we live here in Happy Valley, so the direct impact here is going to be pretty minimal. I understand if you're at one of those campuses, but I also, as we talked about, that things do change. And I think when you look at the overall big picture stuff, yeah, Penn State has more Commonwealth campuses than just about any university I'm aware of, out there throughout the state. They are still going to be offering a ton of those opportunities. There are now online opportunities through Penn State so that you can still, wherever you're at, not have to make a trip at all to get a Penn State degree or a Penn State education. I guess the arguments I've heard just to this point to keep them open, just it still doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Not from a business perspective.
No. I just, at some point, again, things do change. It's human nature, and I'm with you. I don't like change just like everybody else. Once I get accustomed to something, I have a favorite restaurant, and it closes, man, it stinks. And then you adjust, and you're like, all right, well, I'm still unhappy. We have one of our go-to restaurants completely changed their menu, and it's like, we're not happy about it. It's like, well, they got rid of two of the main things that we went there for. Well, it's, again, what are you going to do about it? Like, it's, now, I guess if you can fight it and get enough people, man, you need to keep that, this item on the menu. Okay. I mean, go ahead and fight the good fight. And again, maybe in a couple of places it'll pay off here. But also it feels like they need to reduce the number of Commonwealth campuses that they have. That doesn't seem outrageous to me.
It will be interesting to see which side wins, the business side of things, or I'll call it the academic side of things. It'll be interesting to see in the long run, if it's tonight or whenever, which side wins. The one thing that would shock me, there are 7 schools on the hit list. I'd be shocked if they decide, well, we're going to keep these 2 open, we're going to close these 5. I think it's going to be either all or nothing. It's going to be all 7 or none of them. I'd be stunned if they cut it in half, because then the folks on the losing half would scream bloody murder, so on. I'd be stunned if they did that. But we'll all see what happens. And will there be a decision this evening? That's the other little interesting tidbit. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have one more brief segment. You can still chime in. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come back after this.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Belfont Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time.
even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
Fox Sports.
A Thursday morning edition of Let's Talk. We hit the stretch run here, and we head right to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I agree with Scott, but I'm going to take odds you're going to kick the can. if you follow the news today, because the big, beautiful bill was passed,
yes,
which means we're back to deficit and debt accumulation, and already the stock market's locked in on it. They're going through a different type of roller coaster on the market, but in the end, it's always about bailing out the market, and what did they call that? I forget.
Watch your language.
Equity spending, or what was the name?
Deficit spending.
Quantitative spending. It was a few years ago before we talked tariffs. It was when the Fed started buying up the bonds. I think it's quantitative, something type of, you know. Thing is, it's just that we shifted from tariffs. Now we're back to Moody's downplaying the bond market, and now the Fed's got to buy up the bonds.
Okay.
But, I don't know. Thing is, it's just a different game on the market. But so what I'm saying is, if they close all 7 campuses, then I guess we're into qualitative easing. Qualitative easing.
Qualitative easing, yes. Okay, gotcha.
Back into
Fed,
back.
That's a Fed thing, yes.
Yeah, it's a Fed thing. They buy our bonds with our tax dollars. But, hey, I'm looking forward to the goon talking about the tush push.
Oh,
all right,
me
take
too.
Care, guys.
That's going to be an entertaining afternoon.
The tush
up,
push.
For sure.
The brotherly shove.
You will want to stay tuned for that this afternoon from 2 to 4.
There
Let's
you
head
go.
Right back to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, this is Chuck O calling in.
Hello. Chuck O, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I voted my conscience there a couple of days ago, and I ran into this is about Penn State football, and I ran into the parents of one, I can't think of it, Keaton Ellis. And I don't know if I don't listen to you that much on your sports shows, Jeff. So,
well, this is outrageous, Chuck. Outrageous, I tell you.
Go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead.
Anyway, he was the captain on the team, not last year, but the year before. And he's a local kid. Mm-hmm. And he plays in this league, which is the United Football League. It's kind of a show place for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays for the Memphis Showboat. There's about 8 teams in that around the country. I just think it's great when, talking to Mr. Ellis about his son, because he's a very famous guy in State College, or he and his brother played football at, or went to State High and played football during the Joe Paterno era for a short time. But anyway, when you live in your dream, he's only 24, Keaton's only 24, and he's number 31, and that's on ABC News this Saturday. They've only have one more game left in the league. But anyway, I love your talk about rugby, and that's it.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for your call. Actually, the UFL games, they're on Fox, aren't they?
Yes.
That's on Fox, right? Yeah. Okay. So, there are some Penn State guys were playing in those games. I did not realize there's only one more week. I thought that went a little longer than that. I'll be honest, I haven't paid attention much to the UFL. I just, baseball, some other spring stuff. Spring football, I'm sorry, it hasn't grown on me yet. Just hasn't. But they got a national TV contract, so they're doing something right.
Well, when you have the excitement of baseball like the Pirates or the Orioles this season, how could you possibly pay attention to
anything else? What channel is that football game on?
We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.